Thank you, God. As we keep our eyes above the waves, you are there holding out your hand to us. Thank you for that reminder in times of trouble. Let's take a seat. And I'm delighted that we have a second person to come and speak today. And Sophie, having the lineup of the doctors today, is going to come and share something with us as well. Let me just pray. Thank you, God, for Sophie. Thank you for all that she brings to this church. Thank you for her enthusiasm and her energy in the things that she pursues. And I just pray, God, now that you will speak through her into our hearts of the times when she has really dug into your word to find what she needs to hear. And you have answered her, as you always promised to do. Thank you, God. And we pray that you'll bless her now and let her words be a seed in our hearts for our time ahead. Amen.
Thank you, Angela. Hello, everyone. So I have to confess, I was a little bit nervous when Angela asked me to speak today, but I think mainly because of late I have kind of felt a bit dried up spiritually, and this has been kind of on and off for the last couple of years. I find myself not really feeling God's presence and life taking over, whether it's tiredness or a job list of things to do at home or looking after Anaya, and more recently, like work. So days, sometimes even weeks, I have to confess, go by and I haven't spent much time with God except for praying grace at mealtimes. But I realise that fellowship and being here at church is about being honest about these things. And so I hope to share with you guys how I keep going when I feel lost or feel like I have neglected God. I didn't expect to tear up. So one verse I hold on to in these times is one I got given when I became Christian, which I think should be on the PowerPoint. And it's John 27 to 28. And it's up there, yeah. So it goes, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hands." I find this such a helpful image of God holding me tightly in his hands, protecting me so that nothing can snatch me from him and his love and his forgiveness. It reminds me that my faith is actually not based on my momentary humanly feelings, which wax and wane, which Rob will undoubtedly testify to, but it is a gift from God, who is constant and ever present in my life, regardless of where I am and what I feel. So I recall the exact moment when I became a believer of Christ, and I'd listened to quite a few talks and, to be honest, was quite resistant to Christianity. And I was at another talk and not listening to anything particularly new, but suddenly I had my eyes opened and it suddenly just all made sense and was just true. It was truth. And he revealed to me in that precise moment his love and my need for him. And I felt a peace and a joy and a hope I had never felt before. I suddenly felt alive in a new way, and this wasn't coming from me, but was coming from God. I know for some that becoming Christian is a more gradual process, but whatever your journey was, God was there and he was knocking at your door and he was guiding that revelation. I always love the image used so frequently of Jesus being that shepherd. They are concerned for the welfare of their sheep. They are sacrificing their comfort and even their own lives to protect their sheep from the elements and even prey such as wolves. And furthermore, his sheep here know him, as John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me." You can come up. This is a personal and intimate relationship. You may or may not know, but back in the first century, there would be many flocks in a single sheep pen. So the sheep learned to follow the voice of their own shepherd in order to follow the one who was protecting and caring for them. One of the main ways we as Christians hear God's word is through his scripture, and that's how we get to know him. And knowing him produces faith, and that faith is how we learn to follow him. So this brings me on to my second point. The solution to my periods of feeling lost and feeling spiritually dry. I personally need to come back and drink from the water of life, his living word. And this can feel really hard when I don't feel like I lack the motivation or I lack the intimacy with God. But I know that just picking up the Bible and giving time to read his word, listen and speak to him, helps me draw back nearer and closer to him, whatever my feelings are. One of the times in my life when I truly felt a deep relationship with God and a real sense of living my life, walking by his side, in step with his spirit, was a time I was working in a hospital in Tanzania. I was at the time living alone, off-site, in a little room, which was just enough space for a little single bed and a chair. And I had no cooking facilities, and we were outside of the town, so I would often pick up a bunch of bananas on my way back from work, and that would be my dinner. And then I'd find myself, from 5:30 to 6 onwards, with nothing to do, except having a torch and a Bible, because I'd actually read my reading book prior to arriving. So I was in Mumbai, and I started to read through Psalm 119, which is the longest psalm in the Psalms. So I read it by torchlight over the next couple of weeks. And amazingly, after a few days of reading, meditating, and reflecting on each verse and praying, I found I was actually excited to go back to my room and read the Bible and spend time with God. And that's something I had to admit prior to that I hadn't felt before, that true excitement. I was truly hungry for his word. And Psalm 119 revealed to me a delight in his word that I found I yearned to know him more and found my deepening faith was so life-giving that I carried his words with me all throughout the day. And it changed my love and perspective in life. And if you don't know, Psalm 119 is just drips with praise and love for God's word and his way, expressing such a heartfelt admiration to God. So I thought I'd just share with you a few of those verses. I just read them out. They're just, you know, it's throughout the Psalm 119, but I just picked these out. So, the earth, O Lord, is full of your steadfast love. Teach me your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And finally, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So as we read and meditate on his word, we cannot help but grow in our understanding of God and who he is, deepening our relationship with him, which in turn, I feel, fuels our love and joy for what he has done for us. Having created us and then dying on a cross for us because he loved us so much despite all we've thrown back at him in our rejection of the way he created us to be. If you don't know God yet, or like me have felt distant or a lack of presence of God at times, I just urge you to seek him because he is there waiting and he is ever present. And he alone can show you what it is to live life to the full. Fully loved and fully forgiven. So I'd like to finish praying two of the stanzas of the psalm for us as a church, that these words may help ignite in us a greater passion and yearning for God. So if we could all just close our eyes and pray to God our Father. Dear Father, your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, our soul keeps them. The unfolding of your word gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple. We open our mouths and we pant because we long for your commandments. Turn to us and be gracious to us, as is your way with those who love your name. Keep steady my steps according to your promise. And let no iniquity get dominion over us. Redeem us from man's oppression that we may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servants and teach us your statutes. Our eyes shed streams of tears because people do not keep your law. Let our cry come before you, O Lord. Give us understanding according to your word. Let our plea come before you. Deliver us according to your word. Our lips will pour forth praise, for you teach us your statutes. Our tongues will sing of your word, for all your commandments are right. Let your hand be ready to help us, for we have chosen your precepts. We long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is our delight. Let our soul live and praise you, and let your rules help us. We have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servants, for we do not forget your commandments. Amen.
Thank you so much for that, Sophie. Thank you for sharing your thoughts, your own journey, and how you found, you know, that depth of connection with God in the Word. It's a lovely, amazing thing when you just get that excitement to go meet with God in what He's written and what He's spoken to us. And you used the word ignite, which fits in very well with what we're going to just do now as a way of remembering what we've heard today. And you'll see on the tables, there's a little tea light and some little labels. And I thought that whether you're a candle person or not, this is something to take home. If you're a candle person, you can light it. If you're not a candle person, you can take it home just as a visual reminder to you of all the images that God uses of light in the Bible. A light to our path, a lamp to our feet. He ignites us. He reveals. He asks us to seek. He says, choose your way. You know, he will show us the way to choose. So we're going to have a few moments now just to choose a verse, a short verse for ourselves that we can come back to at a time when perhaps we feel dry or when we feel troubled or when we've got a decision to make. What's a verse, a short few words that brings you back to the Word of God? It can be perhaps a short verse like, your word is a lamp to my feet. Or it could be just a Bible truth that you know, that God loves me. God is with me. I know I can trust you, Lord. It's not so much a prayer, but a reminder. What do you need to hear from God in that moment of difficulty? And there's some pens there. You can write it on the little label and just stick it around the outside of the tea light. And then if you're somebody who likes to add your own mark, there's a few stickers there and you can put a few decorations on it if you want to. That's optional, obviously. And just keep it as a reminder for times of trouble, times of need, times of decision, when you need to know that God is there and he is going to meet and speak with you in those times. It's fine to chat while we do that. And I think on the next slide, because it's not too difficult to remember the instructions, I've picked out a few verses that are nice and short. You don't need to put on the reference if you don't want to. It's just if you want to look them up, because you might know the verse yourself. I've only used a few words, so we can fit them on. But there are some Bibles dotted around, I think, in the backs of chairs if you want to, or on your phone, if you just want to find some words that that draw you into the Word of God, which is a lamp to our feet and a light on the path. So we're going to have a bit of music, but feel free to talk. Feel free to share with each other why you find that verse encouraging, or offer verses to each other if you can't think of one. That's fine. And we'll just have 5 minutes to create for ourselves something as a reminder to bring ourselves back to God when we need it.